All right, let's do this. Welcome to J is for Justice podcast. If live breaking news and following true crime is your thing, then please consider subscribing to my channel. And if you like what you see in my videos, please consider giving them a thumbs up. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to J is for Justice. My name is Jay. I am your host. I'm bringing you an update on Barry Morphew and his daughters today. They made an appearance on Good Morning America this morning.
It's been an emotional roller coaster, but we feel like we can finally take our first steps in healing, which is a blessing. And yeah, we just know our dad better than anyone else. And we know he was not involved in our mom's disappearance.
Here we are just days before the second anniversary of Suzanne Morphew's disappearance. Suzanne Morphew is a Colorado mom who disappeared on Mother's Day 2 years ago. Her husband, Barry Morphew, and the couple's two daughters spoke out this morning on Good Morning America. And this is the first time that they have spoke out since Barry's murder charges were dropped.
We want to heal. We feel like we haven't been able to heal these past 2 years.
Suzanne Morphew reportedly left for a bike ride on Mother's Day of 2020.
I just love my girls. And I love my wife. And I just want her to be found.
And never returned home. She has never been found, although authorities say they are close to finding her body. They say that weather has hindered the search, and there is 5 feet of snow in the area that they would like to search for her. Meanwhile, the judge did dismiss the charges with prejudice, which means Barry can be charged again.
I just hope that Linda will step up to the plate and do everything she can to find our mom, because what they've done is not fair. And we're never going to stop looking for our mom.
When the prosecutors dropped the charges against Barry, they cited that the judge severely limited their expert's testimony and said, quote, even if the court were to partially reconsider, the people would still be left without several key expert witnesses initially endorsed. Without this crucial evidence and without the victim's body, the people cannot move forward at this time in good faith.
Yay. And if you want to honor Suzanne and you want to honor the daughters, go find Suzanne.
The DA's office telling ABC News they and law enforcement have been diligently searching for Suzanne Morphew since she was reported missing, and that they are continuing to do so.
Prosecutors need to be held responsible, and they need to pay for the damage they've caused to Barry, which is frankly nearly irreparable, because it's hard for anybody to believe that Barry is not who they claim he was.
Now, the family spoke out this weekend. It was Suzanne Morphew's birthday, and her daughters say, of course, they wished they were spending it with her.
Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Everybody stay safe, and I'll see you very soon.